more, but he was there from a bird's eye view. It looked like it was an accurate pass, but we're not at a bird's eye view.
The side judge had pulled out his flag like he was ready to throw it. We have no indication yet. The officials are talking. Ball wasn't past the line of scrimmage either. Didn't get it to the line. And they're going to huddle up.
Another thing to look at, regardless of it, of that's intentional grounding or not, is Brandon Saliba, the center for the Cowboys. That's two consecutive low snaps. They're going to throw the flag.
Intentional grounding. Number 7, offense.
Now that's a spot foul, I believe. Loss of down and spot foul. This should be all the way back around the 45-yard line.
Big break for the Raiders.
Looks like they're just going to mark off some yardage here. Looks like they're just marking off 5.
Grab. Intentional grounding, offense, number 7. It'll be a 5-yard penalty from the spot and loss of down, 3rd down.
So that must be a difference between the NCAA and NFL rules. NFL, it would be a spot foul all the way back where he released that football. So it'll be a 3rd and 14. Looked to be the right call. It didn't have, no receiver was over there. He wasn't out of the pocket. And he didn't get it back to the line of scrimmage. So a 3rd and 14 with 2:47 to play. Cowboys have it at the Racine 40-yard line. Cowbells in full effect. Raiders showing blitz. Treadwell, couple of claps. Treadwell lofting it up. His receiver broke free, Daryl King, but he throws it out of bounds as Channing Schultz was on the coverage and caught up to it. And it'll bring up 4th down as Treadwell is on his backside with that Raiders blitz, and they're going to bring out the kicking team to try and pin Racine back deep, Ian.
We've talked all night about the Raiders defense and their ability to get to the quarterback and get to the quarterback fast, and they were able to do that that time, forcing Treadwell to loft one high and out of the reach of his intended target.
Norwood and Dalton are going to stand back inside their 10-yard line, awaiting the punt from Allen. Racine leading 3-0 with 2:41 to play in the third. Expected a good game here tonight. Not sure that I expected this. Allen only standing 10 yards back. He lofts it high in the air. Fair catch called for. And Dalton makes it at the 10. But I believe that should be put it out to the 25 in NCAA rules.
I'm not sure.
Or is that just in Division III?
We're going to see. It looks like they're spotting it at the... Oh, maybe they're bringing the ball back
up. Oh, that's for a kickoff. So okay. Kickoff would be if you call it inside the 20. So it will be Raiders football. 1st and 10 at their own 11-yard line here. With 2:35 to play in the third quarter, they lead 3-0, but now they're backed up. And we have a new quarterback in for Racine, Sawyer Schick, coming in after the interception by Locke. He has Benko to his left, trips off the left side of the formation. Handoff goes to Benko, and Benko is able to drive through a Pegas tackle, and he picks up 3 up to the 15-yard line. And it'll bring up a 2nd down, make it 4, 2nd down and 6.
Even with the new quarterback now, the Raiders sticking to what worked on the last drive with Benko kind of running the ball for a nice gain. Get a bunch of 4-yard gains, that'll get you far.
2 receivers each way for Schick. Benko to his right. Schick hands it off to Benko. Benko, tough sledding. Forward progress will pick him up a yard to the 16-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 5 for Racine. A minute 40 to play here in the third quarter in a 3-0 game. Racine leading. Number 1 ranked Racine Raiders, number 4 ranked Illinois Cowboys. Benko will be standing a few yards behind Schick, working out of the pistol here. Trips off to the right side. Now Benko goes off the left hip of Schick. Schick scanning, throwing for Benko. First down, down the far sideline. Benko delivers a blow on the defender, Davis. And he'll have the first down and more with a pickup all the way up to the 35-yard line, a gain of 19. No, they're going to say 31, gain of 15.
And that's just too easy for the Raiders. Just quick, easy pitch and catch. Benko, no one within 5 yards of him, and he's just able to chortle his way forward for a easy first down.
A specialty of Benko's last year, averaged 12 yards a catch on 12 catches. Schick throwing again. He's able to hit Revolinski, and Revolinski dives across the 35 up to the 37-yard line, picks up 6, and it'll be a second down and 4 for Racine.
I like how they're trying to kind of get Schick in a rhythm with a couple of quick and easy passes inside of 5 or 10 yards. Kind of trying to add that second dimension to the Raiders offense.
Score is 3-0. That's 30. That's the number of wins the Raiders have in a row right now. Trying to extend it to 31 with a win here tonight. But it's been a defensive battle. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. For Schick on in relief at quarterback. Looking to pass. Throwing down the far sideline and is over Woodland. It'll bring up 4th down, and the punting unit will have to come out for Racine. As that brings us to the end of the third quarter, I believe. The officials haven't signaled it yet, but everybody's huddling up, so we will step away for a minute. 3-0, the Racine Raiders lead the Illinois Cowboys. Raiders will be punting when we come back. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
No, I misspoke. 3rd and 4 for Racine, not a 4th down situation. 3rd and 4. As Heron motions into the backfield, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Schick in at quarterback. Hands it off to Heron. Heron with the big lane. Heron the first down and across midfield into Cowboys territory at the 49. A pickup of 14. And Racine moves the chains and they're hurrying up. We are going to go to the sideline as soon as we get a quick break here to Andrew Chish for an injury update, but we're going to keep it here for the time being. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, and now we have a timeout taken by the Cowboys. We'll keep it here, and we'll send it down to the sideline with Andrew Chish. As we await Andrew here.
We saw Elvin Turner being worked on the sidelines before. He was getting taped up on his thumb. His right thumb is broken. He'll be out for the rest of the game. We saw him a streak close earlier. For Justin Benko, we saw him getting worked on too on the sidelines. He's in crutches. He has a left ankle injury. He will not be returning to this game. Back to you, Don.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. That's a couple of big losses. Although, broken finger, you can get that casted and potentially play with that. But sad to hear the news on Justin Benko. So
yeah, it makes the this possession for the Raiders that much more important as yet you're going to be missing two of your key defenders for the rest of the game. Got to build a little bit more of a cushion for your defense, as the Cowboys are going to be raring to go, trying to tire shake the lead at the end of this game.
So big run there by Heron. C's opened up. Now Racine with a first and 10 at the Illinois Cowboy 48-yard line. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Racine leads 3-0 in this national matchup between two Midwest powerhouses, two national powerhouses. Two receivers right, two left, one to the right. Schick hands it off to Heron. Heron gets holed up in the backfield. Good second effort, and he's able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah. Big run by Heron on the previous play, and the Cowboys were able to correct their mistake there and plug up those holes, and no gain that time for Heron.
Nearing a minute gone here in the fourth quarter at our next break opportunity. We will give you the active body fitness trivia answer. Heron remains in the backfield, trips just off the line on the right side. Cowboys showing blitz. It's picked up. Woodland, trying the back shoulder, and Woodland couldn't come up with it. And double coverage, though. It'll bring up a third down and 10 for Racine. But we have a timeout on the field. And trying to see, looks to be an injured Cowboys player on the Raiders sideline. That is Ronald Pledger, that is slow to get up, holding his left knee. Why don't we take a look at our active body fitness trivia question or trivia answer here tonight. The one team that was able to beat that 1995 Racine Raiders team, the Kokomo Mustangs. The Raiders would avenge that loss in the Mid-Continental Football League playoffs and beat the Marlboro Shamrocks 16-6 on the road in the national title game. Thank you to Active Body Fitness for sponsoring the trivia. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Pledger getting himself off the field. That is good to see. And it'll be a third down and 10, though, for Racine after that big run by Heron. They haven't been able to get anything else going here. Two receivers off to the right side, one to the left. Heron to the left of Schick, who's in relief of Locke after he threw that interception on the screen pass. Tight end on the right side of the formation for Racine. Schick, under immediate pressure, rolling to his right. Schick throwing to the sideline. And out of bounds, and the Cowboys looking for a flag, but I believe Schick was able to get out of the pocket, and he got it to the line of scrimmage. Two things that Treadwell wasn't able to do in his situation there, Ian.
Yeah, maybe trying a little bit of a retaliatory call, but Schick was able to, as you said, get out of the pocket and get the ball across the line of scrimmage, but nice job by the Cowboys on the last two plays to kind of blitz and force Schick to get rid of the ball fast. And now facing a fourth down. And just like we said, the majority of this game, the Raiders are going to have to make a stop to kind of keep this in control.
Brady Wodak on to punt with 13:39 left in the game. He'll be punting to Bellamy, who's standing at about his 10-yard line, middle of the field. Kick is away, high kick. Bellamy is thinking about it. He hauls it in at the 5-yard line. Bellamy dancing around. He will be roped down at the 8-yard line by Revolinski, and a flag comes in after the tackle. See which way this one goes. If this is against the Illinois Cowboys, boy, oh boy, they will be deep in their own field.
Holding. Receiving team, number 0, half the distance to the goal. It'll be first down.
Parchman called for the hold, and that is going to back the Cowboys up to inside their 5 to their 4-yard line here to start this drive. And Ian, they are in a little bit of dangerous territory with this Racine Raiders defensive line, how much pressure they can get on the quarterback, though Treadwell has been Houdini here tonight and been able to escape a lot of it.
Well, another thing, that's penalty number 11 for Illinois, so that deep in their own territory, they got to be careful of also holding or any other penalties that could net them a safety if they commit them in the end zone.
So the Cowboys come out. Treadwell will work out of that pistol formation. They have Kenye Houston in the backfield now. He'll be to the left of Treadwell. Three receivers off to the left, one to the right. Raiders showing blitz. Treadwell hands it off to Houston, and Houston is whipped down. Initial contact was by Ivy. I believe Dundee also got in there. He somehow got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, and that's kind of something we've seen all game for the Raiders, is that edge rusher kind of getting into the backfield unchecked. And that's what happened last time with Ivy getting to the running back for no gain.
13 minutes and counting to play in this one. A 3-0 Racine Raiders lead. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right. That's Bellamy in single coverage. You have Treadwell with Houston to his left. Treadwell standing in his end zone. And now I believe the Cowboys may have taken a timeout.
Cowboys, second charge timeout.
So that is the second timeout against the Cowboys. They have one remaining. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
To play here in the game. Ian, a narrow 3-0 lead for the Raiders. They have the Illinois Cowboys backed up a second and 10 at their own 4-yard line. Been looking for that huge play by this Raiders defense in this game. We saw one by the Cowboys on the two drives to go by Racine. Can Racine's defense answer with a big play here? Treadwell with a back to his left and trips off to the left side. Racine showing blitz. Treadwell under immediate pressure. Treadwell takes off. Raiders. Arian Ivy gets in there and takes down Treadwell. They're able to get the Houdini and lock him in his box. And Racine leads 5-0 with 12:39 to play in the game.
Earlier it was Gary Young coming into the backfield with no one touching him. Not the last two plays, it was Arian Ivy. That time for a safety. And that's a big safety, because now, in order to get back into this game, the Cowboys need a touchdown, whereas before they just needed a field goal to tie.
Now you look back on that 37-yard field goal the Raiders missed in the first quarter that would have made this 8-0 at this point in time, and you're feeling at least good that you're not going to lose on a broken play of some sort or something like that. But now the offense has to come to life. They need to get it done here and bring this game home. The defense came up with the big play, Ian. Now the Raiders offense needs to do the same.
Yeah, but first things first, you gotta just continue to move the ball. Now that, I mean, it's not a two possession game, but it almost feels like one, just because both offenses have really struggled to move the ball. So you gotta just take it one play at a time, try to drain as much clock as possible, and trust your defense to get a couple more stops.
We will send it down after the kick to Andrew Chish on the sideline. Believe he's going to bring us a quick interview with Arian Ivy, who just recorded that safety with the sack. Allen will kick off here on the free kick, teeing it up at the 20-yard line. Chance for good field position here for Racine. They have Norwood, Payne, and Dalton back, all at about the 45, 40-yard line. Good high kick. Dalton brings it in at the 34-yard line of Racine. Gets around a defender up to the 40. Down the near sideline, across midfield, and pushed out of bounds at the Illinois Cowboys 46-yard line. Good starting field position. We'll send it down to Andrew Chish on the sidelines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here with Arian Ivey after that safety in the end zone. Arian, what was going through your head during that play?
I got to help offense out. We had a little slump. We give our offense the spark that they need because I know they go crazy every time. They finna get busy, baby. Watch this.
What do you got to make of the team's performance throughout this game? It's been tough, you know, tough sledding with the offense. You know, there's been a couple drives where we could have got points, and the defense has been really, really solid. So what do you make of the team's overall performance so far tonight?
Defense. We build ourselves on this all the time, defense solid. And our offense doing what they're doing. That's the team over there. We number one, they number four for a reason.
All righty, back to you, Don.
Thank you, Andrew, for that interview with Arian Ivey. Sawyer Schick remains in at quarterback, trips off to the right side, one back in the backfield. That's Triplett. Hands it off to Triplett. Triplett with a bit of a lane, and Triplett plows his way down to the 42-yard line. A gain of five. It'll bring up second and five for Racine.
Another nice shot by the Racine offensive line, opening a gaping hole for the running game to go through. Nice gain on first down.
Yeah, Davis, Foster, and Revolinski off to the right side. Gains the tight end on the left side. Cowboys showing blitz. Schick moving Triplett from his right side to his left side. Schick looking to pass. Pocket holds up. Schick throwing, and Gaines got held up, and it falls incomplete. Closest player there was Parchman. The safety for the Cowboys will bring up a third and five for Racine.
Yeah, I like the idea of trying to get it to Parchman, Gaines, who is a big tight end there, number 89, but just couldn't get it to his receiver accurately, and now that brings a third down.
They'll put Foster in single coverage on the right side. No real safety help back deep. Foster has some reach over the defender out there. Now Revolinski moves over to the slot on the right side. Twin receivers the left. Schick rolling to his right. And this one's going to come back. It's going to be a hold as Ferrosquia took his man to the turf, but not legally.
Holding. 78 black. 10-yard penalty.
He took white to the turf. And it'll bring up a third and 15 for Racine now as they'll move back on their side of the field.
Well, at least you get another chance now. I'm not sure that Sawyer Schick was able to get the first down. He might have been a half a yard short. So now at least you get another opportunity to get a first down, move the sticks, and continue to drain the clock.
Raiders lead 5-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. They'll have two receivers over the right side, two receivers to the left.
Summertime.
Don't look at me like that, Mike. You know you're thinking it. Third down and 15 for Schick and the Raiders here with 11:37 to play in the game. Racine leading 5-0. Schick with some time, looking, steps up, throwing for game. The field, and it'll be enough for a first down. The flag comes in late as losing his helmet was Jacob Zimmerman. It'll be enough for a first down, but we'll have to see if the Raiders are moving back here. There's another player for the Cowboys, Harris, that's walking off the field without a helmet as well. Enough for the first down, depending how they call this, if they call it after the play or not.
I thought I saw the flag after the play. I'm not sure, obviously, the infraction was before the play ended.
So we'll hear here.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 58, black.
...23-yard pickup for a first down. It was enough for a first down. It was after the play again. As you take a look at the Raiders sideline and Zimmerman talking to his former offensive line mate, Caleb Gwynn, tight ends coach for Racine. And that will make it a first and 10 for the Raiders at the Illinois Cowboys 44-yard line. But we may get more of an explanation here from Keith Turner.
44.
Or he's just going to go over to the side. Nope, we're all set. He was just making sure if there are any questions on the Cowboys sideline. So first down for Racine, but again, they back themselves back up again. But a first and 10 at the Cowboys 44-yard line. Nice grab by Gaines there. Twin receivers each way. Quick screen pass. That's batted up in the air by Pegas. And incomplete, looking for Revelinsky. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine.
And they're going back to the same kind of screen pass that was an interception when Andre Locke threw it. And lucky that one was kind of tipped and not intercepted. Could have been a disaster for the Raiders.
Michael Hill had checked in for Zimmerman for a play, and now Zimmerman comes back into the game after being cooled down a little bit. Trips off to the left, just off the line. Foster in single coverage, no safety help on the far side of the field. Schick hands it off to Triplett. Triplett following that line, and Triplett near a first down. He picks up 9, maybe 10, depending on the spot. They will say just short of the first down. So a gain of 9 to bring up a 3rd-and-1 as we tick inside of 11 minutes to play in the game, Racine a 5-point lead.
Well, Don, we said at the beginning of the game how important it was for the Raiders to establish the run. Timeout here.
Cowboys use their third and final timeout with 10:50 to play in the game. We'll step away as well for 30. Raiders lead 5-0 with 10:50 to play in the game. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Welcome back to the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Want to thank Daryl Januzzi, our studio engineer back at the WRJN studios, producing the game there. For those of you listening to the audio-only broadcast through WRJN, thank you for tuning in. Excited to be partnered with WRJN again. Thank you to Civic Media for helping us to make sure that we can bring Racine Raiders football to the Racine community. Third and less than a yard for Racine here. Trips to the left. Handoff goes to Triplett. Triplett gets held up in the backfield. Schick lays a block. Triplett cuts it in. He'll have the first down. Picks up 3 to the 32-yard line. And Racine moves the chains.
What a great job by Triplett to break that tackle, knowing he only needs a yard for the first down, bouncing it outside. And able to get that first down, moving those chains as time continues to tick off that clock. And that was the Cowboys' last time out they just used, so that could be a big factor heading into the last 10 minutes of this game, a one-possession game.
Twin receivers each way. Triplett, the running back, off the left hip of Schick. Schick gives to Triplett. Triplett able to slip a tackle in the backfield, and he'll pick up a yard before two white jerseys, one of them being Harris, the other being Davis, whip him down. It'll bring up 2nd-and-9.
Well, at the beginning of the game, I said the Raiders would have to establish the run to have success, and had a little bit of struggles with that early, but so far in the second half, especially on these last couple drives, they've really been able to get some nice gains with the run with Howard Triplett, Rashawn Heron, Tom Benko. But a real key factor for the Raiders being able to control the ball in the second half.
Two players involved in tackling Triplett have to go off the field. They were slow with injuries. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Both teams with about 50 players here tonight. But the Cowboys, look, their defense looks a little tired here. Schick hit as he throws and nearly picked off, bobbled in the air by Gaines, and it thankfully falls incomplete as Jones dove in there and nearly had that one. And we have another Cowboy injury. Oh, and that is their linebacker Winesbury holding his lower right leg, as you can see, as the training staff, athletic training staff, comes out. He's trying to get off under his own power with 9:21 to play. It's going to be a 3rd and 9 for Racine, and they're able to get him off the field. Now you're starting to see a little bit of attrition, talking about how they looked a little bit gassed here, Ian, and now we've had 3 players leave with some sort of injury in the last 2 plays for the Cowboys. Make it 4-0 on the sideline too.
Yeah, it happens with these really intense games. You mentioned 1 versus 4, and now he's a flag.
Yeah, the coach was out there.
That's sportsmanlike conduct on the White's bench. 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, the coach came all the way beyond the numbers, and this is something that, for whatever reason, is popular and accepted at the professional advancement level of football and really shouldn't be. And that's why, because coaches become accustomed to that. And then when you do that, you're opening yourself up to a penalty. And that's what we just saw there.
And on a night where the Raiders have really struggled to move the ball, you can't do that, especially as the Cowboys head coach getting the Raiders a chance, or another chance now in the red zone, to make it a 2-possession game.
Be 1st and 10 for Racine at the Illinois 16-yard line. Not even sure what that was about either. It was coming off of an injury. They were stopping play to let him get off the field, and he chose not to. Hand off to Triplett. Triplett trying to find some room, but not a whole lot there. He will pick up a couple inside the 15 to the 14, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 8, and Robinson in on that tackle. Undersized defensive end, but he has really been making a name for himself in this game.
Yeah, we talk about the Raiders' defensive line for good reason, but the Cowboys' offensive line, that's been another reason why the Raiders' running game hasn't really been able to get much going until recently. But it's been a battle of trenches here tonight.
8:15 to play in the game. Racine with the 5-zip lead. Bibby Davis in motion from the left side, slot over to the right. Hand off to Triplett. Triplett trying to go off the right side. Flags come out. This is coming back. There is a hold on the right side of that Raiders line, and it's going to push Racine back 10 yards.
Yeah, penalty.
78 Black. 10-yard penalty.
Barasquia, we've called his name a couple times on penalties now.
Yeah, and that's number 7 for the Raiders, and now they have had 95 yards giving up on penalties. Even though Illinois have had 12 penalties total, that's obviously more than 7. They've only had 101 yards off those penalties, so even though the Raiders have had less penalties, cleaning that up a little bit from last week, the yardage has really been what's hurt them.
Triplett exits. Jason Kelly comes in to replace them on a 2nd down and 18 now for Racine. Ball back at the 24-yard line of the Cowboys. Trips off to the left side. Gains a tight end on the right side of the formation for Schick on in relief of Uno. Handoff goes to Kelly. Kelly finds some room. Fresh legs. Kelly trying to power his way through a tackle, but too many white jerseys there. Coming in was Morris with the tackle, and a flag comes in late as Morris had sat there and put a lot of extra pressure, kind of ground Kelly into the turf here. After a pickup of 5, and this might be another Racine 1st down here. And he's trying to plead his case, Morris is. As we await Keith Turner. Referee 6 threw a flag on player 6.
Hey, we have dead ball. Unnecessary roughness, number 6, White.
So we'll wait for them to spot this. And the end of the play was the 19-yard line. So take a look at some of our fans here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field enjoying the game, and that will result in a first and goal for the Raiders at just inside the 10-yard line.
We've mentioned the penalties all night, but I think it also speaks, and again, both these teams should really clean that up, but it also speaks to the passion that both these teams have. Obviously, in the last matchup between these two, the Raiders won 40-0. No doubt, final players on the Cowboys remember that and want to get revenge on the Raiders tonight.
Halfway through the fourth quarter of play, and it looks like we have an official timeout for something here. Might it be that the Raiders could actually get a first down, depending on where they put the ball down? The chains had dropped, and now we'll wait to see here. It'll be a first down, Racine, and it will be first and goal at the 10-yard line. Racine trying to put an exclamation point on this one, leading 5-0. Handoff, nowhere to go. Harris dicing into the backfield. Kelly, no chance. It'll be a loss of 3. Back to the 13-yard line. Bring up a second and goal from there.
How about Joshua Hampton getting in there on the Cowboys defense? Getting into the backfield to help stop the Raiders.
Under 7 minutes to play here in the game. Racine leading 5-0. Trying to make this a two-score game here. Three receivers to the right, gains the tight end on the left side of the formation. Triplett back in. He's to the left of Schick. Schick looking to pass, has time. Pocket breaks down, steps up, throws, finds Norwood. And Norwood down to the 1 yard line. It'll be third and goal from the 1 for Racine as they look to hurry up to the line. But they are making some substitutions here.
What a job by Schick on that one, to step up in the pocket and not even have to set his feet to make that pass into his receiver, Garrett, Norwood, excuse me. A perfectly thrown ball, and now second goal from the 3 for the Raiders.
That's going to be second and goal from the 7.
Infraction, 12-minute huddle, blast, 5-yard penalty.
Raiders tried to hurry it up, and then they ended up huddling up, and that cost them 5 yards. So now third and goal from the 7. With under 6 minutes to play and a lot of confusion here, Racine with all 3 timeouts remaining. The big play might be worthwhile to spend one of those timeouts here to make sure everybody's on the same page. They break the huddle, Norwood off to the right in single coverage. Trips off the line, just off the line on the left side. Triplett to the right of Schick, working out of the pistol. Third and goal from the 7 for Racine, leading 5-0. Schick throwing for Norwood and throws it too far out of bounds, the far side of the field. Good coverage out there. Norwood got locked up by Jones, and it'll bring up a fourth and goal. And Raiders, nope, they send out Wodak. I was going to say, this, you got to make sure you can't lose right now, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially with the offenses, both offenses playing as poorly as they have. Not poorly, but just haven't really been able to move the ball as they have. But nice shot by Schick that time to throw it into place where, as you said, where a touchdown obviously would be the best scenario, field goal next, and then, but you cannot have an interception. Nice job by Schick to throw it over everyone so no one can pick that off.
25-yard field goal attempt for Wodak, middle of the field. Wind is still here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, trying to give Racine an 8-point lead. Kick is away, and it is good. And with 5:33 to play in regulation, Racine leads the Illinois Cowboys 8-0. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
8-0 the Racine lead, 5:33 to play in regulation. Illinois Cowboys, no timeouts remaining, but 5.5 minutes is plenty of time here, Ian.
Yeah, plenty of time. I wouldn't even worry about the clock if I was Illinois. Obviously, you want to make the most of your possession here. You maybe the zero timeouts thing is going to make it so you want to get a touchdown here and can't really settle for a field goal, but plenty of time, as you said, for the Cowboys to get something going here, but they just really haven't been able to so far. The Raiders' defense has really been strong, especially in the second half.
After the kickoff, we will try and grab Brady Wodak. It might be a player into the drive, too. We'll see. Wodak's kick goes into the end zone, and the Cowboys will have it at their 25-yard line. First and 10, 5:33 to go. No time runs off of the clock there. So we will see what the Illinois Cowboys have. They have won some close games. They have already had to come from behind to win here this season. They find themselves in that situation again here tonight at historic Horlick Athletic Field against the top-ranked team in the country. They have held them without a touchdown, but they trail 8-0 with their offense out on the field. We will send it down to Andrew Chish after the first play of this drive here. Well, unless Andrew's ready. All right, let's go down to Andrew as they call and bring in the play.
That field goal, walk me through what was going through your mind during that field goal.
Just make the kick. Kick a straight ball. Get it through the uprights. I knew the snap was going to be good. The hold was going to be good. And the O-line was going to hold up. Just kick a straight ball. That's all you can think about. And execute the kick.
Yeah, and this game has been really tight-knitted with the score. Obviously, not any touchdowns on the board. And you're responsible for 6 of the points, Arian Ivey. You got that 2-point conversion. But what do you make of the team's performance to really, you know, stay in this game and not allow Illinois to get points on the board?
You know, I think our defense has done a great job keeping Illinois away from the end zone, away from even the other side of the field. Our offense has done okay, getting some decent long drives, keeping the defense off the field. I think special teams has been good. Wild day.
Alrighty, back to you, Don.
Thank you, Andrew. A nice breakup there by Holloway. Also coming over the top was Jordan Donowski, and it'll bring up 2nd and 10, and the Cowboys went for a quick hitter away, Ian.
Nearly intercepted, too, but I like the aggression from the Cowboys trying to get something going. Can't really push the ball down the field methodically. Why not go for the home run?
Three receivers left, one to the right. Hardy moves over to the far side of the field on the trip side for it to be the safety. See the cowbells in effect here at historic Horlick Field. Treadwell going to the near sideline, and he throws it way too high for Whitaker, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 10 for Illinois.
And that's the other thing. You want to get some quick offense if you're the Cowboys, but you also don't want to give the Raiders the ball with too good a field position. You want to move it at least somewhat, because I think if the Raiders score again here without the Cowboys scoring, that's almost the fat lady will start warming up.
Yeah, that would definitely do us here today if that would happen, as you see some of the offensive line getting together on the sideline as well. You have Moore and Whitaker off to the right side, 2 receivers to the left for the Cowboys and Treadwell. Back to his left is Irving. 3rd and 10 for the Cowboys. Treadwell under pressure, throws, connects with Whitaker. Whitaker, the first down across the 35, up to the 37 before Young and Hardy take him down. A gain of a dozen. They might call it 13 as they move the chains on third down.
And we almost saw Arian Ivey get loose again. And he was able to force a quick throw from Treadwell, but is able to get it to his receiver just in time for a first down, exactly what you're looking for if you're a Cowboys fan.
Under 5 minutes to play. Again, Illinois Cowboys, no timeouts remaining. They trail by eight. No offensive touchdowns in this game. Twin receivers each way for Treadwell with Irving in the backfield to his left. Couple of claps. Treadwell with time. Treadwell throwing to the near sideline, and Moore can't come up with it, and Treadwell is laid out by Hagans. And a little slow to get up, helped up by Darius Crosby, his offensive lineman, brings up second and 10.
Yeah, well, let's hope Treadwell gets a nice ice bath tomorrow. He's had quite the hits laid on him, even was on the sideline with an injury for one play earlier. That Raiders defense, soul is no joke.
4.5 minutes to play in the game. Second and 10 for the Cowboys. They have it at their 38. Twin receivers to the right. That remains Whitaker and Moore as Treadwell is audibly. Two receivers split out wide to the left, and Treadwell slaps that ball as his offensive lineman moved.
False start. Offense, number 66. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
That was DeAndre Yates that moved, and it'll move him back 5 yards, and you're seeing the frustration here now from Treadwell, who slapped that ball away Dikembe Mutombo style.
Yeah, that was kind of impressive, the timing on that one, to get out almost 15, 20 yards on the bounce. But, yeah, that's the 14th penalty for Illinois, and that's just not a recipe for success on any level of football.
That might be the Cowboys' third longest play. That's squad away. Bring up a second down and 15 now for Illinois. Trailing Racine 8-0. Illinois, number 4 ranked team in the country. 3-0 coming in. Raiders, number 1 ranked team in the country. Also 3-0, riding a 30-game winning streak. Twin receivers each way for Treadwell. Treadwell, with some time, steps up. Treadwell, he's going to... Oh, he drops the football! And Raiders football! Trying to escape, Treadwell lost it, and Hagan bends it. And Racine will have it first and 10 at the Illinois Cowboys 30-yard line with 4:24 to play in the game.
We've been talking about these unforced errors all night. Here come the Raiders defensive line, and he just drops the ball. No one even touched him. That's just the ultimate unforced error for Treadwell, and that could be the ball game if the Raiders are able to score here that with 4:24 left. Not a lot of chances with no timeouts for the Cowboys to come back.
And Raiders already close to field goal range at least to try and make it a two possession game, but you'd love to put the exclamation point on with a touchdown here. Schick in at quarterback, in for Andre Locke. He came in after Locke threw that interception. Hand off to Kelly. Kelly trying to find some room in the middle of that Cowboys defensive line. It loosens up a little bit for about 3 yards. We'll bring up a second down and 7 for Racine.
Yeah, and if you're the Raiders, just kind of keep milking that clock. Drain as much of it as possible and maybe send Brady Wodak out there for field goal number 3 to make it a two-possession game. That would be ideal for the Raiders, if not a touchdown.
Under 4 minutes to play in the game. Raiders taking their time. Haven't seen the back judge start the countdown yet. Trips to the right. Now he does, and Schick gets ready for the snap. And there may have been contact by the defensive line that's... They're saying false start.
Offsides. Number 90, White. 5-yard penalty.
That's Ezra Harris, who's had a nice game. He came across, made contact, and That will make it a second down and two for Racine with 3:40 to play. Ball at the Illinois Cowboys 22-yard line. If you're this Raiders offense, nothing more would be more satisfying than ending this game with a touchdown, getting into the end zone.
Finally, yeah, we had almost a touchdown in one of the first plays of the game, but no one's touched the end zone since.
Bibby Davis in motion. Snap is high. Schick pulls it down. Schick's just going to take off. There's room. Schick the 15. And Schick down to the 10-yard line. A flag comes out late. A pickup of a dozen. But we'll have to see what the flag is for here.
Talk about making something out of nothing.
Number 40, Black. 10-yard penalty.
Janata Pike called for the hold. And it's coming back. Both these offenses just shooting themselves in the foot so much here tonight. Raiders get the first down on a broken play, and now they move back, and it'll be from the spot of the foul at least, so it'll bring up a second down and 8 for Racine.
Yeah, I hope Keith Turner took his throat lozenges before the game. That's, what, the 24th penalty of the evening?
Oh, he's well-practiced. Keith is good. As you take a look at the Raiders sideline, two receivers off to the left, two to the right as well. Kelly off the left hip of Schick. Davis goes in motion. Schick, he's going to dump it off to Kelly and led Kelly a little too much. And it'll bring up a third down and 8 for Racine with 2:38, and that stops the clock.
Yeah, not what you want to do if you're the Raiders offense. Just left it a little too far ahead of Kelly. Could have been a nice gain. There was a lot of green grass in front of him. Just couldn't haul it in.
Take a look at some of the fans trying to stay warm. I saw early on a lot of Raiders championship hoodies being sold as people walked into the gate right off the bat. Trips to the right on 3rd and 8. Tight end off the left side of the formation is Gaines. Hand off to Kelly just to keep the clock running. He gets inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, picks up 5, and it'll bring up a 4th and 2. This is a long field goal. You're talking a 40-yard field goal here. Wind is at Wodak's back if the Raiders decide to do it, but they will have a chance to think about it as we will come down to the 2-minute timeout here.
Yeah, and Wodak's career long is 39, so this should be a new high for him, so definitely not a sure thing for the Raiders.
We will step away. We're at the 2-minute timeout. Decision time for Racine. See Wodak coming out. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Raiders have Brady Wodak out there to try and make this a 2-score game at the 2-minute timeout. It would be a career long for Wodak, as it looks like they're going to put it down at the 31-yard line, a 41-yard field goal straight on and hardly any wind. So he's not going to be aided much as the wind has died down. Trying to put this one out of reach, perhaps. The kick is away, and it is good. Wodak, a new career long, 41 yards, and he gives the Raiders an 11-zip lead with 1:55 to play in the game. We'll go ahead and keep it here since we just stepped away. And Ian, that a huge kick by Wodak. He really recovered after missing that 37-yarder on the Raiders' first drive of the game and has come back and nailed three field goals, including now that career long for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the MVP of this game for the Raiders. I mean, if he hadn't made any of those field goals, it'd be a 2-point game, and the Cowboys have a chance to win it right here. So definitely a great game for Wodak. Andrew talked to him earlier. A career night for him, 9 points.
And now the Cowboys will have a minute 55 and no timeouts remaining to try and score twice. Not that it's never been done before. Hold your breath still, Raiders fans. This is a team that doesn't give up. They have come back already this season. They're not the number four team in the country for nothing. Wodak's kick. Line drive kick will get hauled in by Parchman back inside the five. He's going to bring it out. 10 cutting across the field. And Parchman cuts it back in. The 15, the 20, and Parchman taken down at the 24-yard line. Look to be on the tackle for Racine.
And you said the Cowboys don't go out without a fight, and that certainly ran true with Parchman on that return. Broke a couple of tackles, cut back, and was able to put the Cowboys in some decent field position.
Thing is, they took 12 seconds off the clock on that return.
Yeah, well, you probably traded those 12 seconds for the 4 yard you gained off the touchback. Or off what would have been a touchback if you took it, but
11 zip the Racine lead. There have been no touchdowns in this game. 3 Brady Wodak field goals and a safety by Arian Ivey. That has been it. Neither offense able to muster much against these two very stout defenses. 2 receivers to the 3 to the right, 1 to the left. We have a new quarterback in. I believe King is in at quarterback. And King nearly taken down by Ivey. Changes directions. King looking to run. King breaks another tackle, and King finally taken down at the 30-yard line, a gain of 6. But again, all that time running around trying to escape, Ian.
Yeah, and at least we don't know. I don't know how would be the experience of King, but he's listed on our sheet as a wide receiver, so we don't really know how much of a threat he is in the passing game. Well, with nearing a minute left in the game, they're going to have to hurry, especially if they're not going to pass.
Yep, very close to a minute. That's like 40 seconds that they've used on that play and getting this one snapped as we're under a minute now. They're down by 2 scores. King looking to pass. King throwing to the sideline. Nearly picked off on the far sideline by Holloway. Had it in his mitts and couldn't hold on. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 4 for the Illinois Cowboys. Make it 3rd and 3.
Yeah, Holloway just couldn't hold on. Would have been the game. But given the Cowboys another chance, and now you see Holloway punishing himself with push-ups.
48 ticks left, 3rd and 3 for the Illinois Cowboys. Now going to Darrell King at quarterback. He ran a play earlier in the game when Treadwell was hurt for a play. He'll have Irving to his left, 3 receivers to the left, 1 off to the right. Now in there on offense is Parchman playing receiver. He's going up against Chapman. King stepping back, throwing off the back foot, launching it down the field, and it's going to be incomplete into triple coverage, and it'll bring up 4th down, as I think we're seeing why they went with King. I mean, that was off his back foot, and he launched that ball 50 yards.
Yeah, with a tight spiral, too. So, yeah, just threw it in the triple coverage, though. So, yeah, just couldn't get the big play that they needed with only 41 seconds left.
Now for the Cowboys, you need the 1st down. So you got to pick up the 4 yards, 3 yards here to get the 1st down. Even if that's a short pass in the field of play, get to the line, hurry up and try and spike it maybe, or having 2 plays called here to be able to run 2. Trips to the left, 1 receiver to the right for King. King rolling to his left. King looking And he's able to pitch it to the sideline, the far sideline. It is hauled in for a first down by Moore up at the 40-yard line, and he sits out of bounds, a gain of 9. Stops the clock with 39 seconds.
I'm surprised King didn't just run that for a first down. He had enough green grass in front of him. I would have just, if I was a quarterback, which I never was, but just not taking the risk of the receiver dropping it, but... It's first down nonetheless.
Yeah, that was close to not being a completion.
Yeah.
He was falling backwards out of bounds and had a foot not stuck. That might have been incomplete.
That would have been the game.
But they have a fresh set of downs, but only 39 seconds. They got to go 60 yards for one score, and then they've got to get a second score. Trips to the right, one off to the left, as you see Chapman in your frame there. Irving moves to the right side of King. King stepping up. King moving to his left. He's going to run with it. King is going to be taken out of bounds by Hall. Gains just 1, but does stop the clock with 30 seconds to play. Second down and 9.
Yeah, not the kind of play you want. I know you got out of bounds if you're the Cowboys, but too much time for too little game. Only 30 seconds left, still only 2 scores with no timeouts.
Raiders looking to take down the number 4 team in the country. They came in here and, now we have an injury timeout. The Raiders are going to have to use their first timeout. As Hardy is down for Racine. As the training staff comes to take a look at him. Raiders have lost a couple of defenders already as they look at his lower left leg here. We saw Hardy being worked on earlier in the game, and oh boy, he is being carried off the field too.